What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you and welcome. It is indeed the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board. An hour of money power just ahead. Make sure you stick around. It's going to be a really, really big shoe today. 844-RAY-SHOW. We're guest-free this hour. That means I get a chance to edumacate you and Jim Stewart and myself as well. Whoa, Jim, how you doing there, buddy?
Hey, everything's good today. I just love it. Market just keeps going up.
Record highs. It doesn't get much better than that. I know.
A little pucker power going every once in a while. But
funny you mention that, because we're going to talk a little bit about that, because I was reading, it's right here, I was reading about the market sentiment amongst the American Association of Individual Investors, the AAII, as it's called, and they come up with their sentiment survey, and it shows a less optimism. Here's what's interesting about that, and we will get to this momentarily. It's been going down for a while. Now, these are the individual investors that are supposed to know everything. You know, they have conferences. I've actually spoken in front of a couple of their local groups, and they're very nice people, but they think they know way more than they know. Anyway, they shouldn't really say that out loud. Not all of them. I've met them, and some of them are very, very bright, by the way. But bright doesn't have anything to do with this. Remember, last week we covered that whole subject. Sometimes bright messes you up when it comes to investing. That's a whole other thing. But I'll get to that sentiment in a minute. But there is one thing that that I wanted to talk about today and start with this, because it totally contradicts what virtually everybody has said about when you claim your Social Security, including Jim and me. You should wait to take your Social Security, because you're going to get 76% more income. And assuming you live until you're 82, 85, whatever the break even is, you'll be ahead of the game. That is true. And so we weren't lying to you. But for certain individuals, it may not make sense. And I'm not talking about those that are going to kick off before they're 85. I'm talking about a different breed. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information and probably some stuff you hadn't thought about. It rolls off of our tongues as financial people, and I'm sure it's running off of the tongue of your broker, your financial planner, the radio show you listen to, the television program. Delay, 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 because you're going to live longer than you expect. Yes. And you're probably going to need more income in retirement, yes. And delaying Social Security is a great annuity contract with a cost of living adjustment that you can't outlive, yes, yes, and yes. All of that stuff, James, is true. You know that from being a National Social Security Advisor, NSSA. Are you still that, too, or you dropped that designation?
No, I'm still doing that.
So you dropped your CFP because you don't want to pay the stupid fees each year and do the continuing ed. Jim's not in the practice any longer. So, I mean, I dropped mine when I got out of the business, too. In either event, even you are probably a little bit puzzled by this one, I would think.
Throw it in the computer and see what it says.
All right. Well, we're going to throw it into my mental computer here. But Dan Kaplinger from Motley Fool, I remember reading about this and reporting on it a few years ago. You may have heard me. But it reminded me as I was going through my research today and receiving this email from a fellow by the name of Tom, who emailed me asking about the Social Security and when to take it and all this stuff. And Tom has more money than he's ever going to spend. I know it's a blessing, and I know that's not probably you, and it's certainly not me. But Tom has done exceptionally well. He has learned to live well within his means, and he and his wife are actually saving some $72,000 a year. And they want to retire in 2 or 3 years. They've got $1.7 million stashed away. They've got a small pension. They've got Social Security. They don't really need much. So here's my take on this whole business of whether or not Tom should wait. And he was going to wait. He said, should I backfill the amount of time from, you know, age 62 or whenever he's retiring until age 70 so I can postpone taking the Social Security and then I've got 76 more money than taking it at 62? That's not true. You won't have more money on the day you die. What you will have is more income on the day you turn age 70. There's a difference. There is a difference. So for those of you who have done very well in your life, and you will have more money than is required, let me go through what Dan Kaplinger had to say about this. Many advisors recommend that if you can afford to wait on claiming Social Security, it's generally smart to do so. Agreed. You can get larger monthly payments if you wait beyond the earliest claiming age of 62, with retirement benefits maxing out at age 70. Agreed. Although the Social Security Administration has noted that the various benefit amounts are designed to leave retirees with roughly equivalent amounts of benefits based on life expectancy, advisors suggest that sacrificing benefits early on in favor of higher benefits later on pays off and makes your retirement more secure. Agreed. In particular, if you add the longevity factor to that discussion. Because when you add longevity, in other words, if you're wealthier and if you're healthier, you're going to live longer. It's just the way it is. So therefore, you beat the odds. It's adverse selection, and you're taking advantage of the government by postponing taking your Social Security. It's as simple as that. If you're going to spend the money to eat, but what if you're not? What if you already have enough money to eat till your heart's content, to travel, to have fun? And really, you could take that Social Security money and invest it. Would you be better off? Here's what he says. When you look at the total benefits received, claiming late typically catches up with claiming early in one's late 70s or early 80s. That's what we call the break-even time. In other words, if you claim later, you could have taken the money at 62, reinvested that money, and then at age, let's call it 81, 82 years, when you're 81 or 82, you will actually be better, you will have been better off having taken the Social Security later rather than early. If you die before that, you're better off taking it early, aren't you? Because you're getting access to the money without deferring and getting those delayed credits. He goes on, the problem, though, is that most of the break-even analysis that you'll see from Social Security experts ignores the possibility of taking your benefits and investing them. What if my friend here, Tom, says, you know what, my wife and I are going to get, you know, $2,000 each, that's $48,000 a year. What if we just started investing that $48,000 and we could get a reasonable rate of return in an aggressive portfolio? Remember, we're talking about living 25, 30 years in retirement, from 62 to 92. Not a bad strategy. So they did the math. Here's what they had to say. Instead of delaying taking your Social Security. Consider the situation in which some take their Social Security benefits and immediately invest them in the stock market in a portfolio that generates an 8% average annual return. With a 30-year life expectancy, there's a very high likelihood of that happening if you just reinvest the dividends and don't play with the portfolio. Because there's a reduction in benefits for claiming early and an increase in benefits for claiming late, those who take their monthly Social Security check at 62 receive about 43% less than those who claim at 70. However, the 8-year head start that those who claim early get is enough under the 8% return assumption to build an insurmountable lead. And he put a graph up here. If you take your money at 62 and you croak at 90, you end up with about $930,000 by investing your money at 8%. If you wait until you're age 66, you'll end up with about $875,000 when you're 90 years old. And if you wait until you're 70, you'll end up with about $800,000. We're talking about, I don't know, maybe $140,000 difference. And that's if you die at 90. What if you die at 92, 95, 98, 100, 106? You're better off taking your Social Security early. Of course, that is assuming you earn 8% compounded over that time period. What is the likelihood of that? Very, very high, if in fact you can stay invested. Stick around. More on that when we come back.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
That's what I want. Give me money. So I went through this analysis for those that are just tuning in before the break of an individual that didn't need to spend their Social Security money on living, on standard of living, and debunked the fact that we have discussed for many, many years in this program, and virtually every show in America and every advisor in America says, wait to take your Social Security because you're going to end up with more money if you live past the age of 85 or 83 or whatever their break even is. And that is true. That is true. We've said it right here in this program. But what if you don't need the money to spend on groceries? What if you've done such a good job of accumulating? What if you're Donald Trump and you invested that Social Security check, or if you're married, those Social Security checks, and earned an 8% rate of return? Well, what we determined is you are literally tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars ahead if you live for 25, 30, 35 years. And this is the key, you earn an 8% compounded rate of return. Forget taxes. We're not dealing with taxes here, but it's going to affect one side as much as it affects the other. So then the question is, oh yeah, Ray, but 8%. That's you may not be able to make 8%. Folks, we're talking 30-year time periods. Remember how we have designed our retirement income strategy. It's been around 15 to 25 or 30-year time horizons for stocks, without you messing so much by market timing and all that stuff. And Ben Carlson wrote about this May 15th of 2016, deconstructing 30-year stock market returns. I'm so glad he did it so that I didn't have to. I've read about it before, and I certainly have discussed with you the worst 25-year period for an investment in the Standard & Poor's 500 since 1950 is not quite 8%, 7.94%. Here is what Mr. Carlson had to say. The worst 30-year return using rolling monthly performance numbers. These are monthly now, starting in January and then going, you know, for the next 360 months. And then February, they're rolling returns. The worst 30-year return using monthly performance occurred at the height of the market just before the Great Depression, and stocks still returned almost 8% per year over the ensuing three decades. Still pretty near 8%. That's with the stock market dropping, what, 80%? and it's still over 30-year periods produced an 8% rate of return. So when I pull this stuff out of my hat sometimes, it's, you know, I'm not making the numbers up. Now, the average investor over that 30-year time period probably didn't earn anywhere near 8%. Why? Because the average investor thinks they know more than Mr. Market themselves. Or they're listening to somebody that says, you know, let's sell this, let's buy that, let's move the money around. And occasionally will make a wrong move and cause the performance some grief. He goes on, you can see that there is some variation in the returns by showing this graph throughout the period, but the volatility of the results is quite impressive. Less than a 5% standard deviation in the return figures. Now, I'm not a major in statistics, but a 5% standard deviation, if you charted it on some kind of a graph, 5% doesn't look like much over a 30-year period. Remember, that's what he's looking at, 30 rolling year periods. Now, if you looked at one-year rolling periods, you know what that looks like. It looks like my EKG, right? Next, he goes on, everyone seems to assume that the returns from the early 1980s mark a golden age of stock market performances. And it's true that the returns in the 80s and 90s were off the charts, close to 18% annually over two decades. But if you look at the 30-year annual return that started in 1982, which as many say the bull market actually started, the 10.98% per year performance from 82 to 2012 ranks right in the middle of the historical numbers. I even learned a little bit here because, like most, I thought those years were fantastic, but I was measuring it without the benefit of looking at 2000 through 2002, that humongous decline that hit us after Y2K. The 30-year returns were much higher for the start dates that coincided with the bear markets of the late 1960s and mid-1970s. Some will argue that these numbers are somewhat misleading because many of these periods are overlapping with one another. If you break things down into non-overlapping periods, there have really only been three separate 30-year periods in this data set. So he calculated the annual returns from each of those three 30-year periods to see how they stacked up. 1926 to 1956, plus 10.77% over 30 years. That means his money was doubling every 7 years. 1956 to 1986, I would have thought that was the lowest of the bunch, and it is. But it's still 9.63%. Again, he's using rolling calendar years here, right? Not monthly returns. 1986 to 2016, 9.99%. So it makes my point. And the point is, anybody that is a long-term investor in the stock market will likely do well. Even if you invest today, even if you put that money in the market today. Because, you know, let's face it, we are sitting at historical highs. Which brings me to my next point. How much time do I have here, James? Well, just 1 minute? I'll cover this on the other side of the break. We're at record highs, yet optimism amongst the individuals that are supposed to be in the know, individuals that study the markets day in and day out, that look at the graphs and the charts and the stock market and the NASDAQ and the international space and all that stuff, people like me that are supposed to know don't know. And when they claim they know, they're more times wrong than they're right. Stick around, we'll talk about investor optimism dropping again, but remaining below its historical averages. That's coming up when we return on the Ray Lucia Show. Also, emails just ahead, raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A, Ray.com. This is The Ray Program.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
I would never let you down, folks, not on this program, helping you to make better money moves. We'll get to some emails a little bit later. I got a lengthy one in from Sergio from Monterey Park. Nice guy, Sergio. I've talked to him on the phone before. He's a frequent emailer and a listener for many, many years. And I think Sergio fashions himself as sort of his own financial advisor, and he's darn good, by the way. He's darn good, and he's really studied up on this reverse mortgage thing. And he has come up with a way to actually have an 8% withdrawal rate. I'll talk about that. I take some issue, not much. I mean, this fellow is a really, really bright young man. I don't know how old he is, but I sounds like he's young. Sergio sounds like a young person. Unless it's that, who's that, Sergio Mendez or whatever?
Yeah.
He's not so young.
No.
No. Anyway, 844-RATIO is the number. I'll get to Sergio's email coming up in just a bit. But before the break, we were talking about 30-year historical returns and how well the stock market has performed over very long time periods. And Sergio's email, by the way, reemphasizes that. And it's one of the reasons why I'm going to read his lengthy email and probably take the entire email segment on it, because it's brilliant stuff. It truly is. But here, I read this morning. As the stock market hit yet another record high, investor optimism drops again, remains below historical average. And I'm scratching my head, saying, well, wait a minute. Investor optimism is plunging while the stock market is surging. Doesn't make sense, does it? Kind of does. Here's what Charles Rotblut had to say. The percentage of individual investors describing their six-month outlook for stock prices as neutral is above its historical average for the seventh consecutive week. The latest AAII sentiment survey also shows less optimism than a week prior. Bullish sentiment expectations that stock prices will rise over the next 6 months pulled back by 3.2 percentage points to 32.3%. The decline keeps optimism below its historical average of 38.5% for the 16th consecutive week and the 21st time out of the last 22 weeks. How's the stock market done over the last 22 weeks, folks? How has it done? It's been unbelievable. Yet the people in the know are becoming more and more and more pessimistic. Go figure. And when individuals read this stuff, they tend to get more pessimistic as well. I don't know if I have a chance to get into my discussion on pessimism, but I've got it right here. Let me just see if I can find it real quick. If I get a chance to talk about this, the seduction of pessimism. If I don't get a chance, you should look it up. It's done by the Collaborative Fund. And it talks about how pessimism is intellectually seductive in a way that optimism wished it could be. It seduces you into actually becoming more pessimistic. And that's what this report reminded me of. Quote, neutral sentiment expectations that stock prices will stay essentially unchanged over the next 6 months rose 3.2 percentage points to 38.2%. This is both the seventh consecutive week and the 12th out of the last 13 weeks with a neutral sentiment reading above its historical average of 31%. So we're about 70% negative or neutral on stock market performance going forward over the next 6 months. About 70%. There's only 30% of us that say, yeah, I think over the next 6 months the market could still do well. And I get the fact that Trump's having trouble getting some of his policies through. Damn the resistance movement. That's all I can say. You know, most of this stuff has nothing to do with the agenda that this guy ran on and was elected on, like tax policy and so forth, that we need desperately. And people that are hanging on to Obamacare obviously haven't seen the same statistics that I've seen in terms of how many counties got nothing or one choice. Yet we're worried about all these other charges, which so far nobody's come up with anything. But that's a whole different story. I care about it from purely an economic perspective and your pocketbook. And it ain't working. But the stock market's been ignoring it. Fascinating to me. Very, very fascinating. Because anybody worth their salt would have predicted the exact opposite. Just like the American Association of Individual Investors sentiment, showing less optimism. Bearish sentiment expectations that stock prices will fall over the next 6 months is unchanged at 29.5%. The sixth week out of the last seven that pessimism is within an approximate 2 percentage point range. So about 30% of the people are just flat pessimistic. Since the start of 2016, neutral sentiment has been above its historical average on 60 of the last 76 weeks. Over the same period, bullish sentiment has been below its historical average 65 times. Need I report more? It tells you basically what we've known all along. If you go against the grain, you will probably make more money than if you join in on the party with all of the, you know, Debbie Downers out there that are saying the stock market's going to keep going down and down and down. But it's not going down. It's going up and up and up. And I know I've reported the cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio is 70% overvalued. Yes, that is a true statement. And we've talked about how there are many of these Wall Street gurus who are very concerned and very nervous about their portfolios. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? I just went through a scenario that said, if you're a millennial investor, you shouldn't even care about this. It shouldn't even enter your mind. It also says, if you're a millennial investor and you're buying bonds, forget about it. What's the use? What's the use in buying a bond over the next 30 years? Oh, because it's going to soften the blow when the market goes down? It's strictly psychological, folks. If it softens the blow and that's exactly what causes you not to sell out, then buy some bonds. But if you have any discipline whatsoever as an investor and you're adding money to your portfolio, you should pray that the market takes a 30, 40% dump tomorrow and you buy all those shares dirt cheap. You should pray for that. You see, this is about being smart with your money, not listening to what the consensus opinion is. Unless your consensus opinion is vested in someone like Warren Buffett, who says, wait a minute, stop. I know the CAPE and the price to earnings ratio and all these other stuff that we talk about all the time. But he says stock market's cheap. Now, how can Buffett say it's cheap? Just because he's a billionaire many times over? No, because interest rates are low. Now, there are some that are in the camp that say, well, interest rates are going up significantly over the next few years. I ain't in that camp, by the way. I think they're just as likely to go down than up. Oh, yeah, the Fed may tick them up another once or twice, a quarter of a point. But so what? So what? Those are short-term rates. that more than likely will bring long-term rates down, not up. Unless we have wage inflation, which we don't have. Unless we really start to see wage inflation. So Buffett, I think, is right. I think while interest rates are low, stocks continue to look attractive. If Trump can get through anything on health care and anything on tax policy, that should help bolster the markets. That's yet to be seen. But I just found this fascinating that those individuals that we supposedly respect the most, who study this market the most, and I hear them all the time on the radio and so forth, those are traders. Those are individuals trying to eke out the very last quarter of a percent return by making moves. When you are a long-term investor, when you have a 30-year perspective, your chances of making 8, 10% are very, very, very good. So even if you're older, carve out that amount of money that you want to keep in the game for the next 30 years, and I think you'll be very happy. And when we get to our email segment, there's a fellow by the name of Sergio that's done some math on that subject along with a hickam. What's a hickam? Got to stick around to find out. 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails just ahead at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com.
After over 2,000 games played and 400-plus runners thrown out, my achy joints and muscles are never-ending. I'm Johnny Bench, and when I need a soothing, I turn to the Blue Emu family of products. They are made with real emu oil. They're odor-free, non-greasy, and they can be used daily. Don't let the others fool you with their curveballs. Hear it from a Hall of Famer and hit a fastball with the Blue Emu family of products. They work fast, and you won't stink.
Available in stores nationwide.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse. abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, sing it, Janice. I know it's coming right here. Listen, listen carefully. She just juggled a half a glass of Jack there and started singing this song. God rest her soul. Could the woman sing or what? Wow. Janice Joplin. Some kind of holding company. Back in the day. It's even taxing my memory. Big Brother and the holding company. That's what it was. Yeah, she could really, really sing. Man, I'm telling you, amazing, amazing performer. All right. It is time for some emails. I guess I could talk music for the rest of the show, but I hope you've gotten a lot out of it so far. This email comes from Sergio. Hit it, boys. I'm going to read it out again. I know it's long, but this I think he's a young man. Really, really smart and has spent a lot of time on this. And there's not a lot I can correct, but I do want to talk you through this because we hear so much about the 4% rule. You can only take a 4% withdrawal rate. Here's what Sergio wrote. Hello, Ray. What is a safe withdrawal rate? Now, the standard answer in the biz is 4% because all of the, you know, finance professors have studied this with rolling periods and inflation and all that. And you have like a 95% degree of certainty that you can take 4% out plus inflation and never run out of money with different failure rates. But the failure rate is like 2.5%. Sergio, however, says, I believe an 8% withdrawal rate is very attainable and risk-free at the same time by implementing a HECM line of credit. The home equity conversion mortgage, more commonly known as a reverse mortgage. I know a lot of people are freaking out now. Oh, I hate those reverse mortgages. They're going to take my home. They can't take your home away. As long as you maintain it and pay your property taxes, they ain't taking it away. And when you do the HICM line of credit, as we've talked about on this program, you start the ball rolling, and every year that line gets greater and greater. In other words, you have more and more access to money. Now, I don't know. I'm not a reverse mortgage person. I don't know if his numbers there are correct. I'm going to assume they are because all of his other numbers are. I've checked them. Here's what he says. For example, retirement age is 62. Assets consist of a $600,000 portfolio and a $600,000 home mortgage free. According to Sergio, and I think this is fairly accurate, you would be able to get a HICM line of credit on a $600,000 home for approximately $300,000. Now, he ignores some of the fees associated with that. That would be one weakness in the argument, but it's a minor weakness. Next, he goes on, all assets including the line of credit will be divided into three silos of money. The first silo will have $455,000 invested at 2%. One could withdraw $48,000 per year for the next 11 years, assuming it earns 2%. All reasonable numbers. $48,000 is an 8% withdrawal rate. Far different than the 4. Now, keep in mind that 8% is not inflation adjusted. The 4% is inflation adjusted. But it takes a long time for 4 to get to 8, if you follow what I'm saying. Sergio then goes on. Silo number 2 will be the line of credit. Interesting. We've talked about this before. He's done the mathematics. In 11 years, the line of credit will have grown to $555,000. This is the part that I don't know. He is assuming the line will grow at 5.75%. I've heard lower numbers. I've heard in the 4 to 4.5% range. I'm not going to question him. He could be right. He could be wrong. I don't know. It might depend on when. But let's just assume that he is correct, which he may be, very well may be, because he's been correct on just about everything else. So now that $555,000 can support an income for the next, 11 years at $48,000 per year. The balance of his money, because remember he put $455,000, thank you, into the first silo to produce income for 11 years. That left him $145,000 to invest for a long time period. Now, he's basically saying this. I'll read it. Silo number 3 will be considered a legacy silo. This will be filled with $145,000. And it will grow to $1.5 million over 30 years. This is a very good tax-efficient way because you're not depending on the stock market returns for income. And then finally, Ray, thank you for all you do to educate us in retirement planning. Sergio. Okay, the one weakness that I see in this is assuming a person died after 20 years and the heirs didn't cash the money in, you'd have this $1.5 million left over, which would exceed the home's value, according to Sergio. But in 20 years, and we've got to do this math real quick before we have to go, if I have $145,000 today, $145,000 today, and I earned 8% on it over 20 years, I'd have $675,000. And taking $48,000 out of that, for the next 30 years, so 675 of present value, 48. Remember, there's no inflation adjustment on this over the next, 10 years. Even if you earn the same 8%, puts you at about, $600,000-$700,000, not $1.5 million. Having said all that, Sergio, you are brilliant. This is a great strategy. Whether you implemented it exactly this way or not, it proves a very important point that we've discussed many times in this program. To throw out the idea of using home equity as part of your retirement plan is not only a mistake, it is foolish. And all of us that have a home, in particular those that are house rich and cash poor, can really benefit by having a financial advisor that understands how reverse mortgages work work with you. I'm sorry I'm out of time. Spent too much time on a lengthy email. But thank you to Sergio. And thank you to you all for tuning into the Ray Lucia Show. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at Ray Lucia.
BizTalk Radio.